Blog Talk Radio.
Brilliant Ideas Radio. Yeah. What time is it? It's time for Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Idea Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. And it's also about having fun with your friends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. If you would like to join in on the fun, call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, that number is 714-242-5272. You can also follow Brilliant Ideas on Facebook and Twitter. Brilliant Ideas Radio. Food, friends, and much, much more. And now, here's the man with the master plan.
Good morning, everybody out there in internet radio land. This is Brilliant Ideas, and you are listening to Brilliant Ideas Radio. It is a rainy, gloomy, misty, froggy day here in California. I hear my Sidewinder moving around over there in Florida. Crispy, how's everything going in Florida this morning?
Grumble, grumble, grumble. So far it's going. We'll leave it at that. But the weather is not so awesome as it was last week. No. It is kind of, it sounds like California, just kind of overcast and just blah.
Well, I think is it's just a good reason to stay inside and listen to the radio on the internet. Listen to Brilliant Ideas Radio. How about that?
That's right. The bad boys of the foodie air, wet waves.
Hey, you should get a job doing that.
I'm making noises like the guy from Police Academy.
Well, I got a phone call last night, and I was up till, I guess it was after midnight, and the person wanted to call me and tell me that they've been listening to our show, and they wanted to critique the show, and basically after my rear end was burnt about how bad a show we have, I found out that we're too scripted, so if you got a script over there, you need to tear it up.
A script? I fly by the seat of my pants.
Well, same here.
For the most part.
Say, well, you guys sound way too scripted. I'm like, I don't even know what a script looks like. And then he said, well, you need to loosen up. I'm like, well, the coffee usually does that for me in the morning, but I don't know how much more we need to loosen up. So, thing too, by the way, we need to have more female voices on the show. So I guess with the fact that we've got Katarina and the Kitty Cat Central Dessert segment every month, and today we've got the special Tara Club Scene promotion. I guess we're doing the right thing for the listening audience because they're tired of hearing our voices, I guess.
I guess. I mean, I can't talk like a girl. That's about the best girl voice I can do. It sounds like Minnie Mouse in drag.
Hey, don't even tell me that you dress up. That we don't need to hear that either.
It's hard for me to find 5-inch high-heel shoes in size 13 and a half. So I can't dress up in drag.
Well, today we have pretty interesting guest. I've been reading online about this company, and it's really interesting what they've come up with. And do you like sweet potatoes, there, Crispy?
Me, I love sweet potatoes. I love sweet potato pie. I've had sweet potato chips before. And I was reading on his website as well, and it's kind of cool that, you know, to make vodka out of sweet potatoes.
Well, I know, because
you got
to think about, it's kind of interesting because you got, you know, like you said, your sweet potato fries, you got sweet potato chips, you got sweet potato biscuit pies, you got yams, you got, I don't know, baked sweet potatoes, candy sweet potatoes. You know, I just realized I sound like Forrest Gump, that fried shrimp.
steamed shrimp, shrimp gumbo.
Yeah, did you see the bottle? The bottle is pretty bad. You know, it's pretty awesome.
Pretty bad.
It is,
but
wicked.
It is wicked. We have on our show, and we like to welcome to our show is David Sousa from HighRollerSpirits.com. And David, you on here with us?
I'm here. Thank you, Frank.
Hey,
good
morning.
Morning.
How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good. Wet. We're wet up here in Northern California.
Yeah, it seems to be raining everywhere in California today. I think they pretty much got us covered blanketed. I think we're getting that storm from up north. So I guess being a farmer that you are, you guys don't like the rain that coming down like this at this time of year, do you?
Right now, actually, we need it. We've been pretty dry the last few months, so it's looking good for us, at least, you know, as long as it comes in steady flow and not too much at one time.
Well, that's good. I understand, and speaking of farming, you're a fourth-generation farmer, and have you been in the potato business all your life, or have you just been farming all different types of things?
We've always been in sweet potatoes. That's been our family thing since the 30s. We also do almonds. We've done watermelons, wheat, and rye as well. But our main crop is sweet potatoes.
Well, how did you come up with the idea of, I mean, I guess it didn't dawn on me until I was reading online about your product, and it's so interesting. I know that, I guess, regular vodka is made out of potatoes, and the coming up with the idea of using sweet potatoes, how'd that all come about?
Well, I used to own franchise restaurants in Las Vegas, and I had a promotional company. When I sold that off, I always worked in the farm. Those were investments. And when we sold those off, you know, I still had a lot of casino and nightclub connections in Vegas, and I'm like, I would like to do business there, but I just didn't want to be in those businesses because they're tough.
Right.
Well, so I came home and, you know, Gallo's in our backyard making wine. So I'm like, well, why can't we use sweet potatoes to make, you know, spirits? They're using potatoes. Well, so I bought a book off the internet, set up a little chemistry lab in my garage, which I have no formal training on, and I started to work cooking sweet potatoes on my stove and trying to ferment them. And we raised 8 different varieties, and they don't all work. So coming up with the ones that do, I have a four-variety blend that we use for our vodka. And that's kind of how it got started.
Yeah. So when you take sweet potatoes, I guess as far as the process, it's pretty much the same. Is it just pretty much the same as any other vodka, or is it special because it is a sweet potato? And I guess, do they have a high sugar content?
You know, that's the funny thing, and that's what I would have assumed. They don't. They're low in starch, and they're low in sugar. That's why they're healthy for you rather than a regular potato. So the process of distilling them is the same. The difference was that the sugars that are also in a sweet potato are not, like, typically fermentable. So
right.
I had to work with an enzyme company to actually convert those fermentable sugars to be fermentable and to get the low amount of starch that's in there fermentable. So it took me a year and a half working in my garage to kind of come up with the right process and the right varieties and to get it together to actually work to make enough alcohol to be a production company. Because it would make a low base spirit, but we couldn't get it in high production. So we basically took it from a 4% base and almost doubled it to about a 7.8% base now.
Now, I was looking, it's clear just like regular vodka. It doesn't have like an orange or yellow tint. It's all clear just like a regular vodka, right?
Correct, yeah. There's no, all spirits when you're done distilling, they all start out clear, correct?
That's right, moonshine. It just came to me.
Yeah, it all starts out as moonshine, basically.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So what kind of, does it have a different taste? You said like a buttery taste, or is it
more
smooth?
Yeah, it's kind of a caramely, you know, we serve it neat when we do tasting so people can really see, you know, at the end of the day, it's still alcohol. So if you don't like alcohol, everybody thinks, oh, is it really sweet? Well, it does kind of have a sweet caramely flavor. If you roll it around in your mouth, you do get that caramely kind of buttery smooth flavor. has a smooth finish on it compared to most vodkas, and the smooth finish comes from the way that we distill it literally in these small batches. Every gallon gets taste tested as it comes out of the still.
Now, how do you sell the product now? You do it on your website, or you in liquor stores, or how's that done?
Both. We can sell anywhere. We're in like 48 states from our online retailer. And as far as we're in bars and nightclubs in California, restaurants, we're in grocery stores, liquor stores. We're in Florida right now, and we're actually just selling in Europe. We won a double gold medal at the World Spirits Competition last March,
wow.
which actually helped us gain recognition across the country, across the world. We're actually shipping to Austria and hoping to be in Italy and Germany by March of this year.
Wow.
Oh, sweet. So, awesome. Congrats.
Thank you. Yeah, we weren't even launched yet. We were at the bar and nightclub convention, and some guy comes up last February, and he's like, dude, this is the best vodka I ever had. You need to enter it in the World Spirits Competition in San Francisco. And I'm like, oh, man, nobody knows who we are. We won't even place. And he's like, no, it's a blind taste test. He's like, you got to do it. He bugged me for 2 days, and I wasn't going to do it. And finally, he's like, you need to. I'm telling you. So we did. And we actually brought home the highest award possible. So out of 400 vodkas that entered, only 6 of us got a double gold, which was all 33 judges gave us a gold medal on blind tasting.
Wow.
That is awesome. That's like the underdog coming in to take down, you know, Hulk Hogan or whatever. You know, the little guy comes in and like, woohoo, I won, yeah, you know.
Yeah, we were pretty stoked. And then we started getting calls from all over the place. And, it's definitely, we're still in the infancy stage. We're still, you know, struggling with growth because we've got a lot of competition out there. But everywhere we go, it's really great feedback.
Now, it's limited production right now with being that you're doing small batches. Like, for someone who doesn't know anything about the vodka business, and like what's a normal batch consist of? Like, how many gallons are you talking about?
Well, the conversion rate on ours is, so if we start with a 600-gallon fermenter tank, we'll out of 600 gallons of sweet potato mash is what you'd call it,
okay.
We'll only get about 40 gallons of alcohol, which we then so it's not very much. The conversion's very low. But we can produce about 1,000 bottles a week if we're, you know, if we do two fermentations a week, we can do about 1,000 bottles with our facility now.
Oh wow!
So how many pounds of sweet potatoes does it take to make a bottle of vodka?
It takes about if to make one bottle, you're looking at about roughly five pounds
of
raw sweet potatoes to make one bottle. You can see the conversion rate is low. We do it in to get the 40 gallons. We use about 1,500 pounds of sweet potatoes to get that 40-gallon range. To give you an idea of what we put into the pot when we cook it.
Now I know you probably have trade secrets, but I'm kind of familiar with sweet potatoes. I know you've got the white and the Hayman type potatoes and the rib potatoes. Do you use a blend or do you use?
We use a blend, and yeah, that is part of the secret. So I can't tell you which variety, but it
in
is.
In other words, hey, you'd have to shoot us if you told us, right?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, we do use we use 4 different varieties out of the 8 that we raise. And the reason is that some of them do produce alcohol, but they don't. It doesn't taste good. So it was really structurally getting each one and individually tasting them and then trying to blend them to get kind of where our flavor profile's at. So it's a 4 variety mix that we use, but yeah, we don't let anybody know that.
Well, I kind of picture sitting back with some sweet potato vodka and some marshmallow s'mores and having a good old time.
We're actually going to
bring
be coming
a little
out hopefully
on it.
With some flavors summertime. It's called one of them sweet potato cookie, which is tastes like a yam bars that we make here on the farm, and then it's a recipe my mom has, And then we also have one called sweet potato punch. It's kind of more like a holiday drink. But
is it alcohol? Is it an alcohol drink?
Yeah, they're alcohol. Yeah, the vodka will be flavored to taste like those cookie and a drink. You know, we want to get into the flavors, but we don't want to do the lemons and the blueberries and everything everybody else does. Looking to do something individually that, you know, ties into what we're about.
So it's sweet potato. You got sweet potato cookie flavor, and then sweet potato punch.
Correct. And then also, we're also making whiskey out of the sweet potato alcohol as well. But
Oh, nice.
So we'll have a
Did you notice Crispy woke up over there in Florida when you said that?
Yeah, like, whoa, sweet potato whiskey, awesome.
Yeah.
Now, have you started bottling that, or is that something new, the whiskey?
The whiskey's going to be new. We should launch that hopefully in the next few months as well. We're getting the labels approval and everything. We have it aging in the barrels now. And then hopefully by this summer, we'll have all that stuff launched out with it.
So if anybody wants to purchase the sweet potato vodka now, they can actually go and buy it online through your website, which is highrollerspirits.com, and they can they actually have it sent to their home, or does it?
Correct. And if that's hard to remember, they can go to sweetpotatovodka.com, and it'll actually just go to our website. Find us, and it'll give you a list of all our retailers that we currently have, and then you go to the online store and click it, and it'll actually take you directly to the online retailer, and you can purchase it online. And they'll deliver
it
directly to your home.
You got it in San Diego?
We're not in San Diego. We're not in Southern California yet. We got to get distribution down there, but hopefully, you know, we're still we literally just launched in September. So we're really trying to get our name out there.
Christy, did we lose you, or did you fall asleep?
No, I'm here just drooling, thinking of all the possibilities with sweet potato vodka. I have to clean my desk up now. It's awesome. But it does sound tasty with who knows the possibilities of recipes and whatnot you can make with the sweet potato vodka if it has that caramely flavor to it. You know, maybe you go to a high roller birthday cake, you know.
We actually have a lady who's making high roller sweet potato muffins with a vodka caramel sauce that put on top of the muffin. They're really good.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's what I was sitting here. I was sitting here thinking the same thing, because I use sweet potatoes in a lot of different recipes that I do, and I just was wondering what it would taste like with sweet potato vodka. I'm going to try it out.
When I distill it, I distill it a little differently than most vodkas. I do try to leave a little bit of aroma to it, because I personally don't like rubbing alcohol smell. Ours has more of a, you know, kind of like a nose on it, like a wine. So I try to leave that sweet potato smell in there a little bit. So it's when you open the bottle, it smells good. It doesn't smell like, ugh, this is pungent, you know. And then you also get that sweet flavor in it a little bit. So it's, you know, it is good with, we use it for cooking. I've used it in vodka sauces and stuff. And like I said, a friend of mine making cupcakes now, she's got this dessert caramel sauce. It's just awesome.
Yeah, I went to the High Roller website, and what a cool website, by the way. Kudos to whoever did your web design. Pretty tough. And anybody who wants to check that out, that's a first class website. And I guess the sweet potato vodka, I didn't go to that one, but does that take you to the same location? Is that a different website?
No, it's the same location.
Okay.
What'd
you say, Crispy?
Oh, I was going to say, when I went onto the website, his website, the sweet potato vodka, it reminds me of James Bond. I don't know what it is. It's like so smooth and classy, and just it's an awesome website.
Well, I have to admit, when I went to your Facebook page, I like your style, because I see the good-looking women in the photos and drinking your vodka, and I said, hey, this is the kind of guy we want on our show.
Yeah. Well, that's what... You know, and it was kind of funny, because I really only planned on selling the vodka in Vegas, and that's why the whole high roller theme came about. You know, everybody wants to go to Vegas, be a high roller, but it, when we won that World Spirits competition, it just kind of took off everywhere, and we started getting phone calls all over the place. We're like, well, you know what, maybe we should just look at it from, you know, a different standpoint. But yeah, our Vegas was our key market, but we're selling it really well here in California, and now we should be launching in Nashville and Nebraska next month.
Well, great. Well, congratulations. It's very intriguing and unique, and that's what's cool about it. And we appreciate you coming on our show this morning. And anybody out there who's listening, check out David's website. Oh, by the way, you know, I forgot to mention, you had two partners, too. I guess they were friends of yours, childhood friends. They're part of the group, too.
Yeah, they came on as to help me with the bottling and the marketing aspect of it. In the sales end of it. So they're out, you know, pushing the product as much as possible, doing tastings and, you know, trying to get our name out as much as we can.
So you're out there getting your hands dirty and digging in the potatoes, and they're out there selling the product.
Yeah. Well, we do both. We do it all. It's it's really a farm to bar top spirit. And really we're only three distilleries in the world that actually farm their own product, distill it, bottle it, and do everything. Most distilleries and most craft distillers actually don't make the product from scratch. They actually, most of them are rectifiers. So we're unique in a lot of different ways that most people don't know about because you're just used to purchasing the big boy stuff.
Right. Well, good luck to you, and keep us posted on when you move forward with the flavored, the cookie and the punch, and also with the whiskey. And maybe we can bring you back later when you have your other products and find out more about what you're doing. And do appreciate, again, for you showing up here and talking to our little radio audience. And anybody out there, again, make sure you check out David's website and go buy yourself some sweet potato vodka. And we appreciate you coming, and you're welcome to come back anytime.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me. Every little bit helps, and we'll keep you posted on all the new stuff we come up with.
All right. Well, thank you very much for stopping by, and you have a nice day.
You too. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
There you go. You're drooling over there, Crispy, for that vodka?
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm drooling like there's no tomorrow. It sounds so tasty. Like, it really, really does. And it's cool how he was like the little guy squashing all the big guys. That was pretty
wow.
Awesome story. I like the underdog story.
Same here. And speaking of awesome, we're not going to have a break. We're not going to have a break today, by the way, because we blew right through the break. So if you have to pee, too bad. But speaking of awesome, we have our lady around the town, I believe, is calling in. We're going to get her online here. And Tara, is that you calling in?
Yeah, that's me.
That's you. Good morning, Tara. You.
Good morning.
So, wait a minute. I just remembered. I screwed up. Hold on. This is live radio, so just hang on. I forgot. Did you know you have your own intro? So hold on.
Oh, really?
Yes, hold on. We got to play your intro.
Brilliant Ideas Radio proudly presents Tara Tinsley's Club Scene Report.
There you go. Tara's out there going to give us the Club Scene Report every month because she's out there in the club singing her songs and doing her thing. And today is your first shot out of the cannon. And I understand you're here to tell us a few things about champagne. By the way, today is Boozy Saturday, obviously. We went from vodka, so I guess we're going to champagne. But wanted to have you on, and you're going to tell us all about this blue champagne.
Yes, it's the world's first ever blue champagne. In a sea of thousands of California wines stands a sparkling treasure that catches your eye and then your taste buds. The first ever blue champagne, Blanc de Bleu, seems like it comes from the sea itself with its beautiful ocean-like color. It's displayed at trade shows in a tree-like stand containing 94 bottles with lights making the blue glow, and it's hard to walk away from this new product without a taste.
Okay, wait, stop.
I know.
I feel like I'm listening to a 900 number.
It's exciting. It's like, but it's not available in the United States yet in stores.
And I understand that the actual slogan for the company is something blue in your magical moments.
Yeah, it's like wedding, like thing. Or they're marketing off weddings, you know, because
right.
Maybe you need lucky little blue happening at your wedding, you know, something borrowed, something blue, you know. So they're trying to market that as the blue at your wedding.
So did you have you had some? I see a photograph here on our website that you're posing with some blue liquid. I'm assuming this is the blue champagne.
Yes. Blue champagne.
Yes, you have. How do you pronounce it again? It's called Blanc de Bleu. Is that right?
Blanc de Bleu. And it's, you can pronounce it any way you want. It's French.
You make it sound better in French. Me, like country boy, Blanc de Bleu. But you got
yeah. I'm sure there will be many different pronunciations for that.
Christy, do you have any Blanc de Bleu out there in Florida?
That's a good question. I have no earthly idea.
It's actually not available in Florida yet. It's only available in California for online shipments, and they're, like, spreading over the United States. But it's not even available in stores yet. But it has a really, like, it tastes just like regular champagne. You look at it, and you think it's going to taste different, but it seriously tastes just like regular champagne. But but it's blue. It's enhanced with blueberry extract that makes it a more, like, I guess, just the enhanced, like, color. And it has a slight scent of blueberries, too.
Hmm.
But it doesn't taste like it, unfortunately.
And it matches my blue eyes, too.
There you go. You can just hold it up while you're drinking it and be like, look at it. It'll probably bring out the blue.
Well, aren't you too fancy with your blue eyes while I'm the eyeball with the green eyes? Yes, the evil one.
the green-eyed monster over there in Florida.
Well, you can make, like, a tropical mimosa with it and add some pineapple juice and make it green. Yellow and blue makes it green.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
So they have a website, right, that people can they buy it online, or do they have to go to a special distribution?
Yeah, they have to go online to blancdebleu.com. It's just B-L-A-N. C-D-E-B-L-E-U, all French.com, and then you can order it. It's $36 a bottle. I think they give discounts if you order more, like for weddings or something, if you're, you know. But it's a really good champagne, and it really catches people's eye. So for events and stuff, if you're going to have a wedding, for example, it really is like, whoa, what is that? I mean, we were at this trade show, and people were stopping, like, whoa, what's that? Oh, that's new, you know, and so it's just a really cool way to make your party different.
So while you're out there in the club scene, I mean, is this like the new hot trendy thing in the clubs, the people ordering this type of special drink, or is it more for the weddings and special ceremonies?
Well, right now it's right now for weddings, but it's hot in Asia and all the clubs, and they're actually trying to get it in to different places in California right now first. But the thing is, like, it takes so much time. California has so many rules that it will be there. So it will be within this year. And so when it is, you'll be the first, you know, to be drinking it in California in a club or a bar or wherever.
What other trendy things are going on? I know I'm catching you off guard because you were going to talk only about blue champagne this morning, I assume. But what other exciting things are going out there and things you might be talking about in the future? You seeing any cool food trends or drink trends that are going on out there in the club world?
Well, there's what's really hot right now in San Francisco, at least so far as I've discovered anyway, is wine bars are just so popular, and they have such great food, and there's tons of people, all different types, people with suits, you know, doing their little business meetings, and then people on dates, and just a bunch of different types of people, and like live music and everything like that. So it's just a really cool place to go, and the food tastes like... Like, for example, there's this bar, District Wine Bar. It's on Townsend in San Francisco near HG Park. And they have an array of different wines and beers to try. But their food menu, even though it's, like, not, like, this huge menu, everything that's on it is so tasty. Like, the pizzas, they make these little pizzas that you could probably eat to yourself if you're hungry enough. And
right.
The spices and the flavors that they just met, like cook and meld together, it's unlike any pizza I've ever had, and it just goes so well with wine and beer. So you're mixing these amazing flavors, and they have sliders, they have all these different types of things that you would walk in and think, oh, they don't have food here, but then you start smelling something and you're like, oh my god, what does that smell? And it's their food, it's amazing. So I think,
and where's,
you know,
it, and where's that, what's that called?
It's called District Wine Bar. That's the,
sure.
The I think the best, my favorite place right now in San Francisco to go to. And there's just so many people, and a lot of the people there are just so friendly. They come after work, you know, and down in, like, you know, the financial district or whatever, or they come on a date, and they're just there to have a good time. And it's just so cool because you meet such great people that are to have smiles on their faces because the work day's over, and it's just a great place, and employees are awesome, and it's just, I don't know, it's a cool little haven in the middle of a crazy city, you know.
So it's kind of like the biker bar I hang out at.
Yes, imagine me with my bandana on walking into a wine bar. They'd be like, cue up the Darth Vader theme song. Dun, 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 dun.
Well, She said there were smells coming out the door that lure you in. There are smells coming out the door at the biker bar I go to, but they don't lure you in. They kind of run your way. So what other things are you yourself out there with your tour in San Francisco? I guess, did you move to San Francisco?
I'm in the process of it still. There's a lot of competition in San Francisco right now to get a place. You know, we're competing against people walking into apartments, and there's already like 20 people there filling out applications, and they're all giving you dirty looks. So it's like, whoa, there's a lot of competition, a lot of people acting like you're the competition too. Because, I mean, you are, but they're just, you know, they're not friendly. They're like, you might take my place, rawr, you know. So we don't have a place yet. We're looking still, but that's okay. I just have to drive an hour and a half to go there. But it's worth it, though. San Francisco is a great place to go.
What about concerts and things coming up for you? What do you got planned for the next month?
Well, I'm playing in more Northern California, in Loomis, on February 4th at Cask Wines, and February 11th in Roseville at the Boxing Donkey, which is an Irish pub. And then in San Francisco, I'm going to be at the Vin Club. That's another wine bar, February 10th. And then the 15th, at District Wine Bar.
And while
the
we're talking about that.
Boxing Donkey,
yeah. You can actually
like
box
a,
there.
It sounds like a death metal band. We're Boxing Donkey.
I think somebody drunk made the name, what it sounds like to me.
Well, the reason why is because in the back of the bar, you can test your strength. I think you punch or, like, hit this thing, and it tells you, like, your strength or something. So you have all these guys in the back with the girls around them. Like, the girls are cheering them, and the guys are like, okay, I bring this girl to my go to impress her, you know. And so they're punching this thing, and it's just so funny.
That's interesting.
So, yeah.
So while we've got you, if anybody who may if not know Tara and her singing and have anything about or what you're up to, first of all, what's your website, Tara? Give your website address.
Yeah, it's just taratinsley.com, TARATINSLEY. But right now it's kind of under construction, but you can go there probably within the next few days.
But you also have another website that you're doing the music scene. What's that website? Because that's pretty interesting, too. It talks about all things going on in the area.
It's thelocalmusicscene.org. And that's, it talks about all like the different bands that are playing, different things that are happening, different music stores, or, you know, just a bunch of different things that are going on. And they have a featured artist every month, and they chose me for the featured artist, which is cool. But I work with them, too, and I interview bands every month. So it's a really cool thing that they got going, kind of bringing a community together with local musicians.
So you're going to come back and do this again next month and tell us something special out there in the club scene? Did we scare you enough to make you come back?
Yeah, but I was hoping to make it more like an 800 number. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, 900. No, 900 number.
Or 900 number. Oh, sorry, 900. I don't really know that much about it like you do. But
oh, wow.
But yeah, by then I'll have a lot more know-how of what's going on over here, because I'll actually be living there more and living out, you know, because Tracy doesn't have much of a scene.
Well, what we'll do is I'm going to play one of your songs for those people who may not be familiar with your music, and give you a little PR here. And we do appreciate you coming on with your Terror Club Scene report, and especially about the Blue Champagne and the Blanc de Bleu. Everybody check that out. Sounds like it's something that be worth taking a little sip of. And I'm going to play one. Do you have a preference? I like Sail Away, since we are sailing away here and getting ready to sign off on the radio. Can we play Sail Away?
Oh, yeah. You can play anything you want.
All right. Well, everybody who's listening, this is Tara Tinsley and her song, Sail Away. And Tara, we're going to sign off with you and then and come back and say goodbye. And thanks again for coming in and giving us the club scene. And we'll see you next month in February to find out more about what's going on out there.
All right. Sounds great.
Yes. Thank you, Tara Tinsley.
You're welcome.
Tara Tinsley, our club teen girl, and her song Sail Away. And check out Tara on her website, taratinsley.com. And Crispy, we've been able to blow through another show here. Did you have any words of wisdom out there in Florida you want to share with everybody?
This hour went by really quick for some weird reason. Really quick. We've only been on the air for 5 minutes.
Well, you know why? Because I scheduled it for only 45 this week, because I forgot to change it to an hour.
Oh, okay. Well, then the 45 minutes has gone by pretty quick, too. No, not much going on with Crispy. I'm in the process of making some updated demos for my voiceover stuff, and wanted to cook on the grill today, so I don't think that's going to happen. And I think I'm going to put World Domination on hold for a little while. And, yeah, I just got some errands to run today. You know, the typical grocery shopping, you know, look on eBay for MiG fighter jets to buy, you know, things like that.
Yeah, just a typical thing. Well, I figured you'd be sitting back and having a little Dos Equis beer this afternoon like I'm going to have.
I didn't think about that, and I haven't had Dos Equis in a long, long time. That I may have to pick some up at the grocery store. I don't always drink on Saturdays, but when I do, it's Dos Equis.
All right, on that note, and that little plug there, we're going to sign off today. We appreciate everybody listening in to our show. We do this every Saturday morning at 8:30 California time, 11:30 East Coast time. And next week we've actually got some really interesting guests lined up, and we hope that you come back. We also like to thank everybody for their support. Last week we were ranked number 2 in the food category on our show, so hey, we're moving up in the world, and we do appreciate everybody's support and listening in. And if you ever want to be on the show and you're in the food business, or heck, if you're just in any business and you want to just monkey business, come on our show. And
yes,
we'd love to have you on.
Yes, thank you for your support. We sure do appreciate it. Don't make me come after you.
So on that note, we do appreciate it. You guys have a nice weekend. It's a rainy, cold Saturday here in California. And I think it's a great time just to snuggle up with someone you love and forget about the rest of the weekend. And everybody take care and have a nice one.